Well, greetings again, and today we would like to continue our theme along the line of knowing God, how to know God. Today we're going to look at creation. Creation speaks of God in many ways. I'll be reading several scriptures to you. The first one here is Acts 14. Verse 17, nevertheless, he left not himself without witness, in that he did good, and gave us rain from heaven, and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. Today, there are many people that try to say there is no God, and they're living on this earth. They're taking in all the beauties and all the blessings that God has created for man to enjoy. And when I say all, I'm not meaning to say that anybody can experience all of them simultaneously, but they are breathing the air, they are seeing the beauties of creation, they are continually stuffing their bellies with food that the very God that they deny has created, and has created all those flavors and all those nutrients to strengthen their bodies, and they go right on saying there is no God, denying him, not liking to retain God in their knowledge, saying that this all just came by chance, and in essence we are our own God. We decide what is right and what we want to do. Let's just consider some of the many, many awesome things in creation that speak so loudly of a intelligent designer, of the creator God. Let's just name a few of them. Consider the opossum playing dead. That didn't just come about by chance. God created it that way. The 17-year locust going down into the ground, and precisely 17 years later, they emerge out of the ground again and live their season of life. And they lay eggs, and the larva, they go down for another 17 years. The squirrel hiding its food and being able to come back when there's snow and dig down into the ground and find that food again. The skunk with its awful smell. Butterflies. The transformation from caterpillar to butterfly. What an amazing thing. The earthworm with its cultivating, digging through the ground, aerating the ground, bringing its nutrients and depositing it in the dirt. The bat with its night hunting skills, amazing. The maple syrup, get the sap out of the tree and cook it down. Here you have maple syrup, delicious. The colorful leaves in the fall, the wonders of wood, being able to make so many beautiful things from wood. Flowers with all their beauty. Seasons coming and going in a way that gives its cycle and brings renewal. The stars, the sun, the moon, everything moving with incredible precision. Eclipses that can be predicted for years in advance. Tides to keep the ocean fresh. Minerals for man to work with. All sorts of things that man comes up and creates. Because God put it there. God made that possible. Volcanoes. Earthquakes. Thunderstorms. Foods with tastes and smells. Music with its amazing variations. People, consider people with their individuality. Every person has his own unique facial features and unique voices and unique characteristics. All 7 billion people, vultures to clean up the earth, soaring high in the sky, looking for garbage to clean up, keep the earth cleaned. Bacteria to turn all sorts of things back to the earth. I could just go on and on. What an amazing God we serve. And then to turn around to look at all this and say, oh, it just happened by chance. There's no God that created this. What utter foolishness. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. And someday, when all these people that deny God today stand before the Almighty God, they will know they are a fool. Now, just for several more scriptures, Job 12, 7 to 10. But ask now the beast, and they shall teach thee, and the fowls of the air, and they shall tell thee, or speak to the earth, and it shall teach thee, and the fishes of the sea shall declare unto thee. Who knoweth not in all these the hand of the Lord has wrought this, in whose hand is the soul of every living thing and the breath of all mankind? The beasts and the birds, they'll teach us about God. They'll teach us about what a marvelous, awesome, powerful creator that we have. But men are arguing with the beasts and the birds. The witness of a creator who is of infinite wisdom and power is loud and clear. Men despise that witness and come up with all sorts of ideas how to get God out of the picture. Men do not like to retain God in their knowledge. Again, we're there in Romans 1, 20 and 21. Let me read those two verses. They fit so well with what we're speaking about today. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was hardened or darkened. So mankind is without excuse, even by creation and the awesome things that are created. We should all want to seek after God and learn of him and learn to know him. Not try to turn away, not to try to get God out of our minds and hearts, but to have more of him, to know him more, to line our lives and hearts with what pleases him. Just imagine it for a little bit with me. You know, part of the fall, I believe, part of its effects is how mankind gets bored. Do you ever get bored? Do I ever get bored? Yeah. But if everything were in its perfect state, if our hearts were perfect before God, and the fall had not happened, there was no sin on this earth, I don't think there would be any boredom at all. And just imagine if you had lived your whole life on Mars and seen nothing of Earth and what's on the Earth. All you'd have seen was just dirt and rocks and the heavenlies. That's all you have seen all your life. And this morning, you got a free ride to the earth. Never heard of it, never seen it. You fly in on the earth, you get off your thing that you were riding. Can you imagine just how mind-boggling, how awesome, how amazed that you would be at everything that you're seeing. And now, because we've seen it all our life, we hardly think about it. Let's think about things more. Let's consider what God has done and praise Him for it.